If you turn the page, we are continuing on in the exposition of that creed. We're now focusing on Lord's Day number 10, questions 27 and 28. Let's read responsively. What do you understand by the providence of God? The Almighty, everywhere present power of God, whereby, as it were, by His hand, He still upholds heaven and earth with all creatures, and so governs them that herb and grass, rain and drought, fruitful and barren years, meat and drink, health and sickness, riches and poverty. Indeed, all things come not by chance, but by His fatherly hand. What does it profit us to know that God created and by His providence upholds all things? That we may be patient in adversity, thankful in prosperity, and for what is future, have good confidence in our faithful God and Father, that no creature can separate us from His love, since all creatures are so in His hand that without His will, they cannot so much as move. They cannot so much as move. You ever thought about that statement? Lions and tigers and bears, oh my, can only move by the hand of God. I went to a conference the past couple days. Was held the Reformed Conference, and in it, one of the talks was on the gospel presentation or the work of outreach to the brilliant Athenians recorded in Acts chapter 17. And one of the points that the speaker brought out, which I thought was very good, was in his presentation of the gospel, he first had to connect with the people there, these pagan philosophers and non-Christian thinking. And yet when he did, he cried out saying, "Men of Athens," what did he do? He connected with their religiosity. He said, "I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar to this with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, Him I proclaim to you," and now here's his gospel presentation, "God who made the world and everything in it, since He is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is worshiped with men's hands, as though He needed anything, since He gives to all life, breath." Notice Paul begins his gospel proclamation by affirming, "I believe in God the Father, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth," and that maker of heaven and earth is that same one that provides that we just confessed. He speaks to the idolatry, or if you will, the violation of the first two of the Ten Commandments. No other God but me, and no other way to worship but the way that I tell you to. He speaks to both of the violation, both those commands, by focusing on God as creator and God as sustainer and provider. I found that to be fascinating. And it reminds us sometimes, I think also, we live in many ways in the same kind of thinking, same kind of mindset in our world today. As the Athenians, I like what they Luke says earlier. He says, "For all the Athenians and the foreigners who were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear of some new thing." They are into new things. I think isn't that a pretty good description of America today? We're into something new. It's got to be new to be good, and new thoughts, new philosophy. And yet Paul points them back where? God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, sustainer, provider. And so we are asked, when we confess this before men, what do we understand that we're saying? And so what is it that we've said that we believe? Well, when we say the providence of God, we believe in the providence of God, we're saying we don't believe in chance. We live in a culture today that says that everything was created, or everything that you see all came about by chance. Just happened. Add enough time and chance and everything exists. Well, that's contrary to what God has taught us in his word. Contrary to truth. The everywhere almighty present power of God. He who not only created all things by the word of his power in the space of 6 days and all very good, his everywhere present power of God continues to uphold heaven and earth with all creatures, and so governs them. So we have, in our understanding, we look at life from a supernatural beginning or supernatural point of view. Okay? We've talked about that before, right? So in many ways, we, by just making that statement, have made ourselves the laughingstock of the scientific community. You are a bunch of primitives who believe that. For everybody knows that all of the universe is mechanistic. It all runs because of certain laws that are somehow got there by themselves. I don't know. To me, it seems like it takes more faith to be an atheist than it is to believe that God created all things and sustains all things by the word of his power. Notice, furthermore, that even the simple small things and the big things, things that are out there and things that touch me personally, are all things that he upholds and governs. And how wonderful it is that, look at that last statement, he upholds and governs them by his fatherly hand. He's not a God of far off, but he's a God who's near, ever present, but he's near as Father, as our loving, who has delighted to claim us as his children, to adopt us, to be his own, whereby we can cry to him, Father. So what is the profit? What is the benefit? What's the cash value of knowing this, according to question 28? You know, I hate that phrase, cash value, and I use it a lot. I don't know why that is. That we may be patient in adversity. Why? Because it's not an accident. Adversity comes for a purpose. There's no accidents. There's no chance. Everything is working together for our good and for God's glory. That we may be patient in adversity. We're not in control, but yet God is. That we may be thankful in prosperity. One of the great dangers, I believe, in our culture today, in our country today, is that we are too blessed. And we are forgetting God. Israel, if you read in the Old Testament, you see the result of that again and again and again. Israel, when God blessed them, instead of rendering thanks to God, started to focus on the blessings and therefore judgment. Idolatry, then judgment. So when we are reminded that all things come by God's hand, we are reminded, and our response is, thank you. Rather than, look what I've done. Look what God's done. And for what is future, have good confidence in our faithful God and Father. You know, one of the good things about learning history is you come to realize after a while that the difficulties and the things that scare you today, you're not the first person in history to experience those same fears because of the bad things coming down the pipe. You go back 1,000 years ago, they were people that were experiencing the same fears because of uncontrolled, wicked, difficult situations that they were in. What is future? I have good confidence in my faithful God and Father that nothing can separate us from His love, since everything is in His hand, and without His will, they cannot so much as move. I can have boldness, I can have courage, I can be excited in whatever comes my way, knowing that God is in control. It gives me confidence, it gives me hope, it encourages my heart, and I pray that the same is for you as well. Amen.